possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
We're going to tell you what happened with the Braves. We'll also talk some college football here as we get ready for a big weekend. Chasing down, and I think we do have Coach Key tomorrow, which is really cool as he gets ready to take on Colorado. First game of the season on Friday. So make sure you tune in for that. Day-Day, what time are we talking about? 4-ish? 5:20. Thank you so much. So tomorrow, Georgia Tech fans, you'll hear Brent Key. Mike, before we get into some of the other things, guys hitting us up at Mike Bell ATL. Put them up. See Dukes. And commenting on the Michael Penix conversation.
Do you think Mike is a game manager?
It's not that I do. I just want to go into this game and give ourselves a chance. And it got us into this whole bringing in all these offensive tackles and practice squad guys and how you approach this. A couple of guys have hit us up. And one of them says, if Penix throws the rock 40 times in week one, okay, his words, not mine, we're cooked. LOL. These people just want to play with a new toy. They don't want to win. We got to be – and I'm not saying Raheem or Zach Robinson are not – they're not thinking about this because I think they are. But, like, you just don't do things that put your quarterback in harm's way if you don't have to. And that's all I'm saying. Now, if Elijah Mike balls out week one – protects like crazy, does an incredible job, gives me confidence going into week two, that's different.
Right, and there are ways to mask some deficiencies. Now, it's not easy to, if your right tackle can't, you know, run block and you can't do some of the things we're used to doing with Caleb McGarry, you know, I think it was SI or NFL, I saw it on ESPN, we dropped something like 15 spots as far as where our offensive line ranking was just by losing, you know, Caleb McGarry for what he means and, you know, in the run game specifically. A couple of guys agree with you. Couple guys saying, I'll see both of y'all Friday. I'm having words with both of y'all. We'll be at Twin Peaks, by the way.
That's right.
But again, that's from Snake Eyes 06. I'm just saying, Carl's presenting one way to skin the cat if we got to play around a major deficiency on the offensive line. You know. But again, this is where Zach Robinson's getting paid the big bucks to be an OC. Second year doing that. And that's why I said there are alternatives. But when you combine losing some of your playmakers, again, we don't know. Hopefully, Coach will give us some specificity about Darnell Mooney next Wednesday. But we are 11 days out. A lot can happen in 11 days. Ray gets better. Darnell gets better. Darnell's practicing. Same goes for Jalen Walker, who we haven't been able to tell you as much about as James Pierce Jr. But if you do have to be limited by not having some of those weapons, that does change, I would think, your approach. That's what Carl's talking about. Maybe it's a little more conservative. The ball's coming out. More slants, quick hits, etc. But one thing for certain, Drake London and Michael Penix Jr.'s, their connection doesn't change regardless of what happens at right tackle. he'll still be able to be that guy for
him,
I believe.
I agree with you. 404-726-0929. You guys can let us know what you think. Mike, real quick, Braves did win today. They played a business person special down there in Miami, but you said things got chippy?
Yeah, if you didn't see it, we were watching it here in studio, and the Braves do win 12-1. So obviously when a game is kind of a blowout like that, people tend to get a little upset. And I guess it was a home run that Matt Olson, by the way, Matt Olson made some unbelievable plays at the at first base yesterday. I don't know how many folks got to watch that. They tried to bunt a guy over to third. He was like Johnny on the spot, just doing some really good things. But anyway, Olson hits a home run, and then they decide to throw at Ronald Acuna. It was Gusto pitching for the Miami Marlins. And so, yeah, Acuna gets hit by a pitch. The both dugouts clear. Ronald's John. Marlins, I guess, radio guy's going, well, I don't know why he doesn't just go out there and swing on him. Well, because he's coming off a knee injury. And at this point, as much as I want to see, you know, Braves swinging, now that the season is for all intents and purposes over, I don't need him getting, you know, at the bottom of a pile, to your point. So after Acuna gets hit by a pitch, Drake gets walked, and then Albies, pow, three home runs in his last two games. Ozzie goes to right field. So all of a sudden, man, Ozzie Albies is coming alive after we spent almost like three segments on him yesterday.
Yeah, and look, it's good. I don't know if he is, in fact, like saving his job, because I do think the decision to keep him, to be quite honest with you, has already been made. When you in factor in the salary and what it costs to cut him or you know, buy him out, the savings is minuscule. It makes no sense. And that's why I just believe that's going to be a done deal. Go improve the team in other ways. And just like with Michael Money Harris, you see him coming alive. Ozzie has been a different dude in the second half of the season, too. Just like Money Harris.
Right, and hopefully that continues. I know we spent a lot of time on, you know, what is the pitching staff going to look like? And look, we still got, you know, four and a half weeks left in the season. But I will say this. Since he's come over, Joey Wentz, and I know I was killing Kranitz the other day, maybe Kranitz is unlocking Joey Wentz's inner goodness, because this guy's only 27. If you can get this dude who's 6'5", Carl, big, you know, I mean, big fella, left-hander, and get him dialed in, Joey Wentz just went 5-4 on the season. So he's actually had some pretty good outings after being, we said, one man's trash is another man's treasure.
Yeah.
Don't know if that's going to be applicable to the Falcons' right tackle, but, you know, Alex had to go basically get anybody he could find to fill out the starting rotation, and Wentz is doing pretty good.
I do agree. But they played the Marlins. And look, if you want to get some get back, save it. Like, seriously, that's kind of where I'm at with the whole Acuna thing. For 8 years, I've been saying protect this guy. Today, he did buck up because I think he's tired of this crap. And, you know, he wanted to let them know it's unacceptable. Right. But as far as, like, a brawl and all that kind of stuff, there's a time and place, Mike, and that was certainly not the time or place.
And for what it's worth, Sticker had Ozzie batting fourth and Michael batting fifth, and Money Harris with three RBIs going 2-for-5.
He's been on fire, man. It's unbelievable. And again, the core is going to be here. They've got to address, and this is for another day. This is another conversation. They've got to address the bigger issue with this team, and it's not talent. And we'll dive into this as we get into the last month of the season and guys. But that's the thing they've got to figure out. And they've not been able to figure that out, which, again, there's a lot of layers to this. But, Mike, the talent is there, and you see it. Guys are coming alive all of a sudden. Now, again, you could say, well, Mike and I have talked about this. No pressure. It's great to see these guys hitting now when we needed them to hit. But the point is they can do it. And we've seen it.
Right. And, look, we feel good about Drake Baldwin. You know, I thought, it was a Bruhan had a decent at-bat the other night. So there's some young guys are getting some reps in addition to the older guys. The guys are just getting paid the big money, getting it together. You get a healthy – and Austin Riley, man. Austin Riley, you know, he's been dealing with the abdominal issues all basically half the season. Get him back next year. But they can't skimp on the pitching, man. No. I really want to see that. And, look, if Ozzie keeps doing this, then you can have one of the best bargains in baseball if he picks up where he leaves off.
No doubt. As far as college football, guys, we do have games tomorrow. College football is officially back. Now,
week one.
Yeah, week zero was one thing. But we've got top 25 action. Boise State, Mike, travels to South Florida. We'll talk about this game tomorrow. I don't think that's an easy game for Boise. Anytime you're going across country, by the way, especially early in the season, it's hot in Florida. It was not hot where they were training and getting ready. That may play a factor. But here's the thing, and can we play this big O before we get out of here? Arch Manning. All the conversation about this weekend and Ohio State and Texas, Arch was asked about the target being on his back and specifically Texas's back. And his response has a lot of people going, whoa, he's a little cocky. No, I just think he's built for this. Right. And people are saying, you know, his response, it's funny because, like, we don't know Arch yet. you know his uncles, you know his family. But, like, this is going to give us a chance, Mike. He's going to be on the microphone a lot more. He is the face of the team now, and he's a starter. Here's what he said in regards to people coming after him in Texas.
Spent 2 years not playing, so might as well go have some fun, right? I think we kind of try to shift the narrative of we're going for everyone else. Target's not on our back. We got a red dot on everyone else.
We got a red dot on everybody else.
Hey, hey, hey. Look, you got to love yourself before somebody else going to love you. I like it. I like the swagger. I said to Carl, worst case scenario for Falcon fans, Arch Manning wins the Heisman, looks like as good as his brother, his uncles, and then gets drafted by the Saints.
Yeah.
That would be really bad. To be tremendous historical, you know, sort of full circle from his grandfather to Arch under center. But yeah, I mean, this year, if he does all the things which people expect him to do, then why stay? Come out and go get to the NFL, and that sort of gets a lot of general managers excited. And as you said yesterday, nobody really tanks in the NFL. Never seems to work like that. People are fighting for jobs.
It's hard.
But, man, the interest for him will be, I mean, again, the juice on that draft, holy, it'll be the antithesis of this year with Cam Ward.
Yeah, it is. I agree. Real quick, as we're talking some college football, Ryan Day's message to his quarterback, that's Arch Manning. He'll face Ohio State. Julian saying, he said, just win. Find a way to win. Nice message, Mike, from your head coach to your quarterback.
Don't have to have style points. I would get it to the best wide receiver in college football. How's that sound?
Yeah, it makes it easy. It really does. And Tennessee extends Josh Heupel, guys. He gets an extension. You would think you let the best quarterback in the program go, and people are like, oh, what's he doing? I told you, that went a long way. 2030. So Josh Heupel's going to be there at Tennessee, and the leadership of Heupel and what he's turned, that program into, Big Orange Country, proud to be a Vol is what he said. Athletic director's name is Danny White. That's the guy that says, hey, we need to make sure that he's going to be around here.
And Joey Aguilar, it would be a hell of a story if, you know, after losing Nico Iamaleava to USC and they swap, that this guy actually does some work. I know that Syracuse has a lot of turnover on their roster. Fran Brown, so, like, they'll be ready. Syracuse will bring in the physicality, but I think Tennessee, I mean, some guys, I'm just maybe betting Syracuse to cover, if not win.
Okay.
The other matchup is Virginia Tech against South Carolina, and for Shane Beamer to continue that narrative with the expectations they've got, can't monkey around with the Hokies in that game either.
No, you cannot.
Gamecock versus Hokie.
You can't clown around.
It's a foul affair. Sorry. That's a joke my mom would say, Day-Day. That's wholesome, clean comedy.
That it is. Mike, there are going to be some good games. We're going to discuss and dive in tomorrow a lot more into not only tomorrow's games, Friday with Georgia Tech, and then obviously Saturday's big games, including Georgia taking on Marshall. So we have a lot to get into. A reminder, again, we've told you, but we'll be at Twin Peaks Buckhead on Friday. So come through and see us. We'll be out there 2 to 6, man. Looking forward to meeting and seeing a lot of folks. It's been a minute since we've been out there because camp and all the things we were doing
right
last month.
So we returned to see women in lumberjack outfits that want to meet you and a certain bartender who's got a very smoky mezcal Manhattan you have to sample.
This is true. Yeah, that. Oh, it's so good. And we're going to do our picks tomorrow as well. All right. So, get your picks ready. Day-Day, 3. It's all college football this week.
Because Day-Day, he's going out to Colorado. He's bought into a dispensary, so he's going to be very busy in addition to watching that Georgia Tech-Colorado match.
Did he say he was bringing anything back?
I said there's ways to pack this stuff. There's ways that you can circumvent it.
You just want his man to put his life in danger.
I'm just saying, man. They got some stuff that we can't get access to here, you know?
Arrested at the Atlanta airport. All right, man, we got to get out of the way.
A bag of gummies going to take that man down.
Hey. Yeah, yeah. Now, look.
Hey, Mike, about my schedule.
Did you say gummies?
No, I get to that same
gummy
water.
Bears.
I'm going to get to that water bottle that Mike Vick had back in the day.
The secret compartment.
We got to get out of here, man. Let's clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show. So it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9.
Oh!
The game.
Hey, I saw him out front, out in the common area there. Abe's got the night show tonight. He was fussing, so I don't know if he's going to bring this to the air. I walk out, Mike, and literally I hear him drop some words that you can't use on the air. I said, hey, what's going on? You all right? He goes, it's my sister. I said, what's going on? Is she okay? He goes, it's fantasy football. I'm just going to leave it at that.
What?
Stay tuned.
What?
I'm just going to leave it at that.
Man, that's, you know, it's like Abe's World.
It really is.
Is that what we call the show tonight? Abe's World.
It really is. So he's in for Chris tonight, so stay tuned for that. He's got you at 6 o'clock.
It's a unique place.
Tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Make sure you're here. We got a lot to discuss, guys, starting at 2 o'clock. Hey, Big O, great job behind the glass as always. Day-Day, executive producing. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, one of my favorite skits, I think everybody who loved Key and Peele, was the college all-star game and all the crazy names that they threw out there and the way they did it. Bro Bible website has come up with this year's best names in college football. Carl, how about Legend Journey playing for Cal?
That's a great name.
Derealist Clark for Kent State. Mama named him Derealist, D-A apostrophe realist.
That's a real name?
Derealist Clark.
Wow.
Then you may have Memorable Factor. He suits up for Duke.
What a name.
There's Panda Ask You at ECU. Of course, we all remember Nitro Tuggle. Remember, he was in, he was out, he was in, he was
out. Yes.
Now he's playing with that dynamic offense at Purdue. Haynes Hammer plays for Virginia Tech. You got King Large at SMU.
King Large.
Or maybe you're just into the brevity thing. A dude from Central Arkansas goes by the name Dude Person.
Dude Person.
There's a guy at Concordia. His name is Johnson Johnson.
It's incredible. I mean, these parents. What were you guys thinking?
Right?
Seriously. I mean, I've heard.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Some crazy names. That's incredible, Mike. Hey, man, Day-Day, you don't have to worry. Fox and YouTube TV have reached a short-term extension while they work through a long-term agreement.
There you go.
There will be no blackouts this season. Day-Day talked about this yesterday. We were talking about why is there always a dispute at the start of the football season. Okay. They're smart. They know better. No dispute. You get what you need. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't.
You want Michael Penix Jr. to be a game manager?
Do you think Mike is a game manager?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.